Okay.
Good.
Okay, Rabbi, I want to wish everyone a Gemara Chasima Tova. Shnas Tovshin Samachay. Abba Aleinu Latova. And I want to wish everyone a happy, healthy new year. It should be Matzliach in all aspects of our lives. It should be a year of bracha, of good health, of simcha. And okay, the schedule for today, we're going to have shiur in Yom HaDiyom. This whole week we're going to do in Yom HaDiyom. I figured, you know, Shabbos, we have the whole year to do Shabbos, but Yom Kippur is only coming up once, and Sukkot is only once, so might as well, chap these in Yonim. So, Bez Hashem, today we're going to do Inyan of Tainis. When does the Tainis end? This is always hot topic. Everyone wants to know when is the fast over. I mean, okay, that's like the top 10 questions that people ask. When is the fast over? So we're going to talk about that today. When is the fast over? And then, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to have a shiur on Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos, which is not such an often occurrence. So, Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos is an interesting topic. Then we'll have another shiur Tuesday on Yom Kippur Stam on the Kapara of Yom Kippur, Bez Hashem. Then Wednesday we have shiur on Sukkos in Halacha and Agada. And Thursday, still open to negotiations. Okay. And Bez Hashem, those that are going to come with us, Bez Hashem, on Simchas Torah, we hope anyone who can will. There'll be more shiurim then as well. And so that's the story. Okay. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, Anondal and Amud Beis. Amar Shmuel, Ein Tainis Tzibur Bebovel, El Tishabov Bilvad. There used to be different types of Tainis Tziburs for rain. Right? Problem with rain, so they would make a Tainis. And that would be a Tainis Tzibur. But in Bavel, says Rashi, Ho'al Vein Tzrichim L'Kshamim, they didn't need, rain was not an issue there. In Gozri Medover, Ache Eichom Tainis Tzibur Noegbo. So they didn't make these Tanios for rain in Bavel. And when they would make Tanios for rain, they would make it like do in Tisha B'Av, the night before would be Usher and the day would be Usher also. But in Bavel they didn't need that. They didn't need the rain. They had the water, so it was not necessary. So the only Tainis Tzibur that they had, meaning that there was the night before as well, was Tisha B'Av. L'meimer d'sav Shmuel Tisha B'Av ben Hashmosha shelo Usher. Shmuel holds Tisha B'Av ben Hashmosha shelo is mutter. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion where the Gemara has a different opinion that Tisha B'Av ben Hashmosha is usher. I'll explain it in great detail momentarily. Because we have Doras Rava a little further down, first word was Dora. Ubers and Manikos Masanas Mashlimus Kadash Masanas Mashlims Beyond the Kippurim. That pregnant women have to fast on Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur. Ubeina Shmosh Shalom Otsa. So Shmuel said Beina Shmosh is Mutter and what? And Rava says Beina Shmosh is Otsa. Well, let me explain what this means. We've discussed this many times. Last year we had a whole shiur. Let me just give you just some brief introductory material. And then we have a machlokas here in the Gemara where the Tisha B'Av Bein HaShmoshes is Osir or Bein HaShmoshes is Mutter. What does that mean? So what is Bein HaShmoshes? So there's a famous machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. Right? You have to know this machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that soon as sunsets, that's Beit HaShemeshos. For 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes. And then, after 13 and a half minutes, it's Pesach HaKochavim. Right? That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. So once the sun sets, it's Beit HaShemeshos. So Beit HaShemeshos is Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. Right? So for 13 and a half minutes, we have the Sofek. At 13 and a half, what? Tzeisa Kochavim. Tzeisa Kochavim means 3 Kochavim. All you need is 3 stars for Tzeisa Kochavim. So at 13 and a half minutes, according to Rabbi Elijah of Vilna, 13 and a half minutes, it's already Tzeisa Kochavim, and you could start riding your car, turning on the light. That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And he has a radical different shita. He says, no. Once it's sunset, it's still Vadayom for another 58 and a half minutes. Bein HaShemeshos is from 58 and a half to 72, is Bein HaShemeshos after the Shkia. And at 72 minutes, that's when it's Vaday Laila. So again, according to the Vilna Gaon, once it's sunset, that's when Beit HaShemeshos is for the 13 and a half. And then the 13 and a half is Tzeisa Kochavim. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's Vada Yom for 58 and a half minutes after Tzeisa Kochavim, or after Shkia, for 58 and a half to 72 is Beit HaShemeshos, and 72 is Tzeisa Kochavim. Now, the assumption is that that's only in Eretz. Those manim are only good for Eretz Yisrael. In other words, no one in America in 13 and a half minutes is going to start driving his car on Motzai Shabbos. So in America, it's a little bit longer. So in America, the Vilna Gaon is like somewhere between 25 and 35 minutes is the Vilna Gaon, right? And Rabbeinu Tam then should also expand. Last year we gave a whole shiur giving all the details, but. So in America, in the shuls today, they have this 45-minute thing, which is a elongated gra. Because if the gra really in Eretz Yisrael is 13 and a half minutes, and in America it's further from the equator, so it's a little bit longer, it's like 35 minutes. So just to keep it safe, they do 45 minutes. And, right, and that's where the shuls on Shabbos, usually daven around 45 minutes after the Shkia. That's when they daven. Okay? Now, of course, this is a big difference between the Gaon and Rabbeinu Tam, because according to the Vilna Gaon, once it's Shkia on Friday, then it's already Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. So if you drive your car on Friday after Shkia, it's a Sofek Skila. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam, he's driving for 58 and a half minutes, freebie, you know, no problem. He's good. According to the Gra, you get skila for that. In other words, according to the Gra, 13 and a half minutes on Friday after the Shkia is already Vaday Laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Yom for 58 and a half minutes. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you're driving at 50 minutes after Shkia, so that's Vada Yom, Friday. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's Kiyoskila of Shabbos. And then you have a machlokas, of course, on Motzai Shabbos. According to the Vilna Gaon, after 13 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael, you could be riding your car. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if you do that, you get skila, because for another 58 and a half minutes, it's still Vada Yom, it means it's still Shabbos. So this is a very big machlokas and how to paskin. We just, you know, basically in America, it was agreed upon that no one is going to follow the Rabbeinu Tam Lakula on Friday. So that means that everyone agreed. There was a rabbinic meeting many years ago with the big rabbis, and they said that in America, we don't want people following the Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. Even though in Europe, for hundreds of years, they did that. I think they say Rabbi Akiva Eiger followed the Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. I mean, you know, so this was like, but in America, the minhag is that everyone stops Malacha Bashkia. Then on Motzai Shabbos, you want to keep Rabbeinu Tam and do more, so L'chumra, fine. But no one's going to follow Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam is a chumra and a kula. It's a kula on Friday. It's a chumra Motzai Shabbos. But so that's what was accepted, that no one will do Rabbeinu Tam l'kula in America. You'll only do Rabbeinu Tam l'chumra, if you want to, on Motzai Shabbos. Okay? Good. Now, the question in the Gemara here in Pesachim is, what's the story of Tisha B'Av? So Tisha B'Av starts at night, right? Tisha B'Av starts at night. So what does it mean it starts at night? So let's, for the sake of our shir, let's work within the framework of the Vilna Gaon. Okay? For the sake of our shir, we'll work within the framework of the Vilna Gaon. That means that Beit HaShemoshos begins at Shkia. That is the beginning of Beit HaShemoshos. So here we have a machlokas. Shmuel says that Beit HaShemoshos on Tisha B'Av is Mutter, and Rava says it's Asur. So that means that according to Shmuel, Tisha B'Av doesn't start until Tzeisah Kochavim. So for the 13 and a half minutes, you could still lot. You could still be eating. That's the opinion of Shmuel. That Tisha B'Av Beit HaShemoshos is what? Is Mutter. And Rava says no. Rava says Tisha B'Av Beit HaShemoshos is Asur. Right? That means that you have to stop eating at Shkia. So that's the machlokas here between Shmuel and Rava. Shmuel says again, Omar Shmuel, first word line is Shmuel. Tisha B'Av Beit HaShemoshos Shlo Mutter. And then further down, the first word of mine is Darash Rava. Uber Samanikas Masanus Mashlimus Bob, Kedavsha Masanus Mashlimus Beyom Kippurim, or Beit HaShemoshos Shlo Asur. And Beit HaShemoshos is Asur. And Shmoshos is us. So what would you say if someone was to ask you, what should the din be? Should Beit HaShemoshos be Asur, or should Beit HaShemoshos be Mutter on Tisha B'Av? In other words, should Tisha B'Av begin? We know Tisha B'Av begins the night before. So does it begin at Shkia? Or does it begin 13 and a half minutes later, which is Tzeisah Kochavim? Or in America, it's a little bit more. In other words, 13 and a half expands to 35, you know, somewhere between 25, 35, 45 minutes. So that means so in America, you know, it's more significant when it begins, because it's a bigger time gap. In other words, does it begin at Shkia, or does it begin at Tzeisah Kochavim? So what do you think, what should be mistaber to you? Yeah, what's your name again? Daniel Schwechter. We saw Shabbos at Shkia. So Daniel points out, Shabbos we start at Shkia, right? And we try to be mosif a little also, and women start 18 minutes before. But for sure, by Shkia, we're not going to do any malacha. We're not going to do malacha past Shkia, right? According to the Vilna Gaon's Zman. So that's Shabbos. So what about Tisha B'Av? In other words, you're saying if we start Shabbos at Shkia, so we should start Tisha B'Av at Shkia. That's what you're saying. Right? That's what he's saying. Daniel, right? If we start Shabbos at Shkia, we should start Tisha B'Av at Shkia. That's what Daniel said. Does anyone want to agree with him or disagree with him? Yeah, maybe you could say that Shabbos is different. In other words, what's the reason why Bein HaShemashos were Machmir? Is because Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa. So Bein HaShemashos is a Suffolk. Is it still Yom? Is it still Friday? Or has Shabbos began at Shkia? Is really Shkia the beginning of Laila? Or it's still Yom? Right? So it's a Suffolk. So when it comes to Shabbos, so Shabbos is Daraisa. So Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra. But Tisha B'Av, what is Tisha B'Av? Is Tisha B'Av the Raisa or Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanan? Well, Tisha B'Av clearly doesn't appear in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So maybe Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanan. So if Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanan, so then what? So then maybe we could be Mekel and say something the Rabbanan lift. Lakula. Yeah, you want to say back? So Daniel says back. Is that what you were saying, Zalmi?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't
it
really like that the Rabbanan don't mix around similar halachos that
you're saying maybe we should make a gzeira that Tisha B'Av should start the same time Shabbos is starting, because if you start Tisha B'Av late, people might come to be mekel by Shabbos. The similar halacha beginning of the day, so. So first of all, we have to understand what is the status of Tisha B'Av. Is Tisha B'Av a deraisa? Is it Tisha B'Av the Rabbanan, like Zalmi said, or not? So, and therefore,
what does he want to say? That when Shmuel is saying, what is he saying that you could be, that then it's not the Danish mushrooms, you want to say that that Tisha B'Av and Evelyn Kippur.
Right.
So, in Rabbi's whole blushes, they say that Evelyn Kippur, Rabbi doesn't mention the Tisha B'Av.
Right.
Maybe you could state this to mention that point, that you go right to the Lord of the Rabbi.
Yeah,
there
was. Rav is talking about Tisha B'Av. No, he's saying that Uber's Mashlimas Bo on Tisha B'Av Kederach Shemesanos Mashlimas Yom Kippur. Okay. Now there is a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on that Yud Ches Amud Aleph going over to Yud Ches Amud Beis. The famous Mishnah. Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchim Yotzu. We know that in the time of the Mishnah, there were no calendars. There was Kiddush al-Pi Re'iyah, that the Eidim would come to the Sanhedrin and say they saw the moon, and they would make it Rosh Chodesh. And then they would have to, Shluchim would have to go out to tell people what the day of Rosh Chodesh was, so they'll know how to celebrate the holidays. So on 6 months out of the year, you have holidays. In other words, if you don't have holidays, so who cares if today's the 5th of the month or the 6th of the month? Big deal. But if you have a holiday, so you have to know which day do you eat matzah, which day can't you eat chametz, right? So 6 months of the year, hashluchim yotzim. Al Nisan mipnei ha-Pesach. So Nisan, the shluchim had to go out because it's Pesach. Al Av mipnei ha-Tainis. Chodesh Av, you had to go because you have to know when Tisha B'Av is. Al Elul b'Bnei Rosh Hashanah. On Elul, you have to know when Rosh Hashanah is, right? Al Tishrei b'Bnei Takanos HaMo'odos. On Tishrei, you have all the different holidays. Al Kislev b'Bnei Chanukah. Al Adar b'Bnei Apurim. Ukshaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim Yotzim Af Al Iyar b'Bnei Pesach Kotten. And when Beis HaMikdash Kayim, you had to go out, the Mesuchim had to go out on Chodesh Iyar, to know what day is Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara asked the Kasha of the Lifluku Nami Atamuz V'Teves. How come they didn't send Shluchim out on Tamuz and Teves? The Amar Avchana Barbiz Amar Yishim Chasida. Mai Dichsiv Ko Amar Hashem Tzavokos. So Maravi V'Tzom Machamishi V'Tzom Machavi V'Tzom Masivi Yeh Lebeis Yehuda L'Sosur L'Simcha. Correlate Tzom V'Correlate Sosur L'Simcha. Whereas what happened was the Novi Zechariah was asked when the Beis HaMikdash was being rebuilt by Sheni. So the question was, the 70 years when Golos Bavel, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so they fasted on these holidays, on these days. But the question is, they asked the Navi Zechariah, now that we have the Bayis Sheni, should we fast or should we not fast? Because now we have the Bayis Sheni. So he said that Tzom Harvi, that's Shivasa B'Tamuz, Tzom HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av, Tzom HaShvi is today, is Tzom Gedalia, Tzom HaSiri is a sarabateves, yeh lebeis Yehuda l'sosun l'simcha. Will be days of sosun and simcha. So Pashup Shat, what he meant to say is that now there's a base of mikdash, you don't have to fast on these days anymore. That's what the Navi Zechariah was saying. But the Gemara says, why does he call it Tzom then? So Pashup Shat means what was once a Tzom will now be a sosun and simcha. But the Gemara is medayik by the fact that he still calls it a tzom, correlate tzom and correlate sosim l'simcha. His man she ain't shalom, yud l'sosim l'simcha. Ain't shalom tzom. Amar papa, how can you come up? His man she ain't shalom, if there's shalom, meaning there's a base of mikdash, yud l'sosim l'simcha. Yesh k'zeir samalchus, but in other words, Zechariah said, gave a three, like Rav Shaf said, a three-part psak. It depends. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, then you don't have to fast Sosun V'Simcha. When you're in a situation where there's Gzeiras Malchus, when the Goyim are persecuting the Jews, not allowing them free religion, then you have to watch, you have to fast, mandatory. But Ein Gzeiras HaMalchus, the Ein Shalom, but what if there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's Ein Shalom, but there's no Gzeiras HaMalchus either, like today. There's no Gzeiras HaMalchus, we can have free religion, but there's also no Beis HaMikdash. So then the din is Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. So the fasts are optional. We accept it upon ourselves to fast, but the fasts are really what? The fasts are optional. So since the fasts are optional, like Asar B'Tevis and Tzom Gedalia and Shivasa B'Tamuz, so therefore, since they're optional, therefore they didn't matriach the shluchim to go out. So the question is, Sihachi Tisha B'Av Nami. So therefore, Tisha B'Av also shouldn't be what? You shouldn't send out the shluchim. It should be optional. So Amar Papa, no. Tisha B'Av is different. Shani Tisha B'Av hold the Huchbulo Botzaris. That Tisha B'Av, since many things happen, what do you mean many things happen? Many things happen on Shivar Shabbatamas also. But it means the Rishon explained the same thing, the same Churban recurred, right? Again, so there was a Churban once and then there was a Churban a second time. So there was, so therefore, So Tisha B'Av is an obligation. It's not an option. So the other Taniyos are really optional b'zman hazeh, because we're in a situation of Ein Gzeiras HaMalchus and Ein Shalom. So it's Ratzu Mesanim, Ratzu Ein Mesanim. Right? Oh. So there's a very important Ramban that you should look at for a second. On page 6. You see, I will say, there are three levels of mitzvahs that we observe. There are the mitzvahs that are in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Those are called Daraisa. There are the mitzvahs that do not appear anywhere in Tanakh, like Hanukkah. That's the Rabbanim. And then there are things that are in Tanakh, but not in Chumash. For example, the Taniyos. The Taniyos are mentioned in Zechariah. They're mentioned in Navi. So that's called Divrei Kabbalah. They're words of the tradition of the Navim. So Divrei Kabbalah, we normally give it a status like Divrei Torah. Right? So the fast day is really a Divrei Kabbalah. But Bizman Hazeh, they're not Divrei Kabbalah, because the whole Chiyuv doesn't apply anymore, because it's Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Einu Misanim. Meaning, in a situation where the fast would be an obligation, then the obligation would be Midivrei Kabbalah. But since the fasts are not obligatory, the fasts are not obligatory, so then what? So then they're no longer Divrei Kabbalah. They're only the Rabbanan and Kabbalah. So the Ramban is going to explain, we'll see inside, that the reason why on Tzom Gedalia and Asara Batavis and Shivosa Batamas, we don't start at night and we don't do all the Chamesha Inuyim like we do on Tisha B'Av, is like this. Because originally, when it was an obligation, when it was Divrei Kabbalah, then the Divrei Kabbalah would mandate that we do all these things on all the fast days. And we start them at night, and we have all the Chamesh Inuyim. But since the fast days are not Divrei Kabbalah anymore, they're only Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. So therefore what? So therefore, they're optional. Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves on Tzom Gedalia and Shivosa Batamas and Asara Batavis. But we only accepted upon ourselves a minimal thing. Meaning not at night, only in the day, and not all the Chamesh Inuyim, just Achila Shtir. Take a look on page 7 in the Ramban in the Torah Sodom. Second line, Ella Ha'idna, today, came in the Bizman Delekat Sarah Batalim, Ratsu Nogul Sazim, Laratu Lenog Bukumar Salalu, since it's optional, Avam Iker Takona Vada Yasurim Hein Lakula.
was Meikar Takana, the Ikar Takana of all the fast ways was Divrei Kabbalah, then you're usher in everything, all the Inuyim, and even at night. The Logar Xeris Nevim Xeris Bezim Taniyos and Tsuyos Vechronos. Because the Takana's Nevim should be no worse than when Bezdin makes the Takana to fast because of lack of rain, which they started at night, and they had all the Isurim. Hold the Tekin Nevim Kein Doraisa Tekin. Tisha B'av Avrat Shomus Kiyama Kippurim Le'inui. But since Bezman said that it's not, so that's why Lo Ratzu Linhog B'chumr Salalo. From Me'ikir Takana Vaday Asur. Oh. So the other fast days today are no longer Divrei Kabbalah because we don't have Xeris Malkus. So they're no longer on the level of, but when they originally had their original potency of that there was no Beis HaMikdash and there was Xeris Malkus, and these fast days were instituted, they were instituted with the full strength of having them usher the night before and having them all the Isurim. But since Bezman Hazeh, it's not obligatory, it's only optional, it's just we were Mekabel, so we weren't Mekabel the whole thing. Oh. So the question is, what's the status of Tisha B'Av? So the other fast days are clearly only the Rabbanim. Yeah, Daron? What? When the Malchus doesn't let people freely observe their religion. So it's a question, do you follow that particular locale? Let's assume you followed in that locale, there's Xeris HaMalchus. Now, what about Tisha B'Av? Because the Gemara says Tisha B'Av is different. And then we send Shluchim. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Is Pshat in the Gemara, therefore Tisha B'Av still maintains the Divrei Kabbalah? That's the way this Ramban seemingly saying. Or do we say no? That Tisha B'Av is also maybe only the Rabbanan. But since Huchbalu B'Tzaros, so on that the Rabbanan, we were more Machmiron. That's how the Ritva learns. The Ritva. On page 5 says v'alderach hazeh hayarotz lakor Tisha B'Av klomar michu. There was right. There's a famous Gemara that Rebbe wanted to be akir Tisha B'Av. He wanted to do away with Tisha B'Av. The question is, how could he do away with Tisha B'Av? So the answer is no. He wanted to take Tisha B'Av and make it like the same halachas of the other fast days. Even Tisha B'Av is tolei beratzon, meaning it's no longer divrei Kabbalah. Al kulu psalmos ksiv. All the fasts have this psak of ratzu masanim and ratzu ein masanim. That's the pasuk pshat. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? The pshat in the Gemara is that Ihochi Tisha B'Av Nami Klomar, first word was Klomar. Shafu Tolei Beratzon the Maishnam Beidach Vakinin Shani Tisha B'Av Hol Huchbulu Botzaros. But when the Gemara says Ihochi Tisha B'Av, it doesn't mean that, and Huchbulu Botzaros doesn't mean therefore Tisha B'Av is Divrei Kabbalah now. Tisha B'Av is also Ratzon. Ratzon Masanim. But since Huchbulu Botzaros, that's why Klal Yisrael accepted it with the full stringencies. The other things is also Ratzon, but they only accepted it part. So it comes out, according to this, that Zalmi is right. That Tisha B'Av is only Drabbanon. So if Tisha B'Av is only Drabbanon, so then maybe we should say Sofek Lekul. Again, we have a Machlokas in the Gemara Psachim, where the Bein HaShmashos of in the beginning of Tisha B'Av is Asur Mutter. So if Tisha B'Av would be Divrei Kabbalah,
then I understand why Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah, so therefore you would be Machmir. So, but Tisha B'Av is only Drabbanim. So maybe that's Pshat and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Bein HaShmoshes of Tisha B'Av is what? Is what? Is Mutter. So it's very good, because Tisha B'Av is only Drabbanim, so Mimele it's Mutter. So what's Pshat and Rava? Why does Rava say Tisha B'Av is what? Is Asa. So Daniel said a Pshat, maybe there's some type of Gezerah that you shouldn't come to confuse it with Shabbos. Well, maybe he'll hold it's Daraisa. Oh, so the Milchas Chinuch is going to say, or maybe like Rachmiel said, maybe it's because Huchbulu Botsaris, maybe that's the reason why they were Makabel to do it. So the Milchas Chinuch is going to say that maybe the Pshat is that since when there is a gzeira, it's divrei kabbalah. So even when there's not, they still machmir like the status of divrei kabbalah. And Shmuel says, but bottom line now it's the rabbanim. Take a look in the Milchas Chinuch. On page 4. So, I ain't the psachim, parak makam shenogu, mavur, the ika plukdim, Tisha B'Av ben Hashmosh Azosu. So, machlok is where the Tisha B'Av ben Hashmosh Azosu. I ain't Rambam, parakei, mitayin, salach azayin, the posek, the ben Hashmosh Shalom Azosu. Ben Hashmosh Azosu. In Nira Hatam, alpi mavur b'rishonim, Tisha B'Av hayom gamkin b'min hogat halim nosu. Well, Tisha B'Av b'zman is also only a minute. It's Ratzu Masanim. The Bezman Shein Shalom. Kam Tisha B'Av Ratzu Talia. Rakibo Leim Machva Shehuchpulu. Pidei Bezman Shmad Chas V'Shalom Matayis V'Divei Kabbalah. So when there is a Shmad, when there is a Gzeret HaMalchus, then Tisha B'Av is Divei Kabbalah. The Divei Kabbalah, Divei Torah. And Kein Ben HaShmosh Shul Osa, Davi Kimo Sofik Torah. So when there is a Shas HaShmad, then of course Ben HaShmosh is Osa, because Sofik Daraisa. And Kein Af Bezman Shein Shmad, which is similar to what Rabbi Rothberger said, since when there's a Shas HaShmad, it will be Divrei Kabbalah, so even though it's not Divrei Kabbalah B'Zman Hazeh, but still, on Tisha B'Av, we were always Mekabel all the Chumras. And therefore, Bein HaShmosh is also. Well, Shmuel Sover, the Mikol Mokom, came into Avi Ha'idna, Rach mi drabanan bein hashmosh shalom muter, and Shmuel says that it's only drabanan, so bein hashmosh is muter, and we paskin bein hashmosh is osur, right? That's how we paskin. We paskin that tishu, and that's what we know. We start by shkia, right? On Tisha B'Av you don't eat per shkia, right? Once shkia comes, you have to make sure you're not eating anymore, because we paskin that on Tisha B'Av bein hashmosh is what is. Awesome. It's only the Rabbanan, but sometimes it's not the Rabbanan. So therefore, and like Rabbi Rothberger says, Huchpulu Botsara, so we Mekabel all the Chumras. And we see we Mekabel the Chumras, because we start at night, and we have all the Heyinuyim. So Tisha B'Av, even when it's the Rabbanan, they still Mekabel all the Chumras, because Huchpulu Botsara. And Shmuel says, no, the bottom line is the Rabbanan is not as there. So Ben HaShmosh is Mutter. But we pass a lot, Ben HaShmosh is a Tisha B'Av is what? Awesome. Yeah, Ellie.
This is why
right, there's a question about getting married the night of Shavuos HaBetamos, that night before.
It's
a similar notion. Similar. That requires really a whole shiur on its own right. Yes?
The idea of, you know, if you want to fast, fast, if you don't want to fast, don't fast. So why don't we just bring it down to, you know, if I don't feel like fasting?
Because Kabbalists will accept it for themselves.
So
now, we were sort of obligated, but not on the same level of obligation. And that's what the Ramban says. Since it's only accepting upon ourselves, we didn't accept the whole thing. We only accept in the day, not at night. We only accept our Achil and Shtiyah and not. Yeah. Oh, wait. Wait, I'm going to get, you're 5 steps ahead of me. Okay. Now, yeah. You mean Shmuel holds that it's, Shmuel holds what? Right. In other words, if you want to say like there was like Rishonim that say that Tisha B'Av is even Divrei Kabbalah as well as that.
Yeah, so you don't need
them. So you don't need them, right. It's just that the
Parsha,
and also because the Parsha Pshat and the Gemara and Pesukim is Chayyus, they're all lumped together. That's how you put some Nuri, some Hamishi, some Shavi, some Asiri, and he gave him one Psak for all of them. So that means that the Psak of Ratzu is also going on Tisha B'Av.
So
that's why it'd be easier to say that Tisha B'Av is the Rabban. And therefore you have to come up to this thing that even though it's the Rabbanan, but still since sometimes it's Shas Asma, we, you know, yeah, so if you say like Rav Rothberger said that it's because Tisha B'Av is full of Tzara, so therefore even though it's only the Rabbanah, they will call themselves Makabel more. Yeah, Michas Nir doesn't say it exactly that way, so that's why you need Rav Rothberger to say it. Yeah, but of course he is, because there's no night part to. Okay. Now, you have to turn to page 8. The key Gemara here is on page 8, Rabbi Osei. The key Gemara is on page 8. Says the Gemara, Tainis and Yudbeis Amar Alas. Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Tainis Shalo Shaka Alav Chama Lav Shmei Tainis. One line. All you have to know is one line. And I want you to translate this line for me. And once we translate the line, we got it. But we have to translate the line. Kol tainis shelo shaka lav chama lav tainis. What do you think of that? What is it? Let's see what this means. What does this mean? Any tinus that the sun didn't set on it is not a tinus. Just translate. Yeah. You have to fast until sunset. Right. In other words, you can't say I'm going to fast
half a day, three quarters of a day. You have to fast until sunset. Right. But once you fast until sunset, then what? It is a fast. Oh. So what is this Gemara saying? Is this Gemara like, so sunset today is what time? Like 6:59? 6:7? Right? What? So you mean in the Einhorn household, they're already serving... They're already serving Danishes. They're already serving Danishes and oranges at 7 o'clock. Right? Open to the public. Right, but 7 o'clock. Based on this Gemara. Called Tainish Shul HaShakal of Karma. So is that what the Gemara means to say? That at Shkia the fast ends. Pretty good. At Shkia the fast ends. Okay, well, you mean the Rabbeinu Tam has it, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does it mean?
That means that
The sun has to set, that means that once the sun sets it's over, because if there's a later time, then it would say what? The later time. So obviously, Ben Goldstein, BG.
Maybe what I'm saying is the sunset is day 4, last night on Sunday. Meaning our time is today, when we come to sunrise this morning, these are the times really. Only that to happen. I thought the sunset is day 4.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be good for us. That means we're doing nothing, we're just wasting time. I might as well eat yodels now. I mean, if I'm not going to get kindness points, then I'd rather eat yodels. I don't know. What do you mean? Everything's Durabana, we just got through saying.
No, we might do that just
Everything's Durabana except Yom Kippur.
So Yom Kippur.
Kevin?
Maybe there are some of the few best.
Why? If it's over at sunset, why continue? What is this? Masochist? What are you trying? Self-infliction?
Like really fat thing goes to go for taste, but if you eat a smaller cheer, like in Suda Yotze, like you just fast till then, you will feel like an editor to you.
But when does the word say the fast ends? Yeah, that's what Rav Yaakov says, Rav Yaakov. But obviously, it has to. What's the point of saying that you have to go to sunset if that's not when it ends? Yeah, it's Lav Shei Tainus, but that means that that's when it ends. Because, right? Seven o'clock yodels. Cheese blintzes maybe at 7. An ocean size cheese blintzes. No. Armor. So, yeah, Ariel.
It's
oh yeah, that says you made tshuva. We don't have yodels. We have
so I won't be able to be groomed by Amos cakes. Okay. That was, we know there's a minhag not to eat pas akum during the service of Mei Tshuva, so yodels is pas akum. So the yodel example is a bad example. Both the Yom Kippur will have yodels. The Einhorns are giving free yodels out. Yeah.
I think that yodel is a lot for the fast, but it does not until the fast is over. Maybe in terms of Tashlumen, you wouldn't have to do Tashlumen on a different day. But by the time you see them,
that's what these guys, Morena Feitelowitz and someone else was murmuring that in this section of the room, but wanted to say that same thing. That doesn't mean the fast over, it just means what? You mean if you did it,
if you broke the fast, say, after that, before the
fast, right? You wouldn't have to make up the fast. In other words, you want to say that if you eat then, it's really not over, but you wouldn't have to make the shlumen. But not that you're really allowed to eat. Possibly. Okay. Yeah.
Really talking about the next, like you're saying, talking about the next quarter. I really won't back this card from
but they don't. But they don't. In the time of the Nevi'im, they did.
Right, so
but we're not in the time of the Nevi'im anymore.
I
understand. I'm a Rav Chista. Rav Chista is going to say it didn't to the time of the Nevi'im.
No, he's saying we're at the same time as
that time on. Yes.
So really, we're not
until
the next morning.
Shame time is for what?
For not, I mean, right.
Practically
speaking,
it's not. So what, Rav Chista just giving us theoretics? He's philosophizing?
Anyways, we have now the rest of anyways.
So what's the halacha that Rav Chista is telling us? Rav Chista is a rabbi. He's telling us halacha l'maisa, something. So what is the halacha l'maisa that he's trying to teach us?
He's telling us when you take the patinus upon yourself at night. Is that night? And then even for your fast the following day, but this is really when,
So what is Rav Chista trying to teach us?
Right, I don't know.
Okay, Nebo said, so what do we always suggest? It's always a good place to look in Piskei Tosis. Anybody always tell you it's always good to look in Piskei Tosis? Yeah, sometimes even there's no Tosis, but I mean, Piskei Tosis is the best because he's like the monarch with the cliff notes on Tosis. Okay, we'll see that too. Take a look at Piskei Tosis. What page is that? 11? Where is it? Page 11. One line. Look at this. Os Lamed Beis. Achar Shkiyas Achama Ochel Vein Tzorach Lahamtin Ad Seisuk Kachavim. Yeah. Says the Piskei Tosis that after Shkiyas Hakama, you can start dressing. The cheese blintzes will be served right after Shkiyah. Because that's what the Gemara say. That whole tainis shalosh shakal lavacham is not a tainis. If you eat before shkia, you didn't fulfill the tainis. But if you eat after shkia, that's it. So therefore, what does he say? Right after shkia, you can start.
Good deal.
I mean, let me ask you a question: is the Piskei Tosis telling us a chiddush? I mean, he's just. He just reads. Yeah, he's just saying the Gemara over. So how come we're not getting the food at the... What does it say in the calendars today? When are people breaking their fasts? 7:45. So what's the 7:45 bit? If you can eat at 7, why wait till 7:45? Right? Isn't that a big yisod in life? If you can eat at 7, why wait till 7:45? Right? Egg rolls, perhaps, or something. So what is he saying?
Right. He's saying that
Wait, you're about to say something, but wait, okay? Wait a second. One second. Now take a look on page 10. Says Tosus on Avodah Zarah, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Mash anu nogim l'sa'anos at Tzeisa Kochav. We have a minhag that we wait till Tzeisa Kochav. Avo gav damrin per kamed the tainis kol tainis shelo shaka lov choma einu tainis. So what are we doing? We're machmir till Tzeisa Kochav, even though... And say we assume here in America it says a chum 7:45, even though Gemara says 7. Mashem is the shkia chamasagi. Who hey milim kodim says a kochavim.
I mean, if you're assuming like Rabbeinu Tam, and people will machmir for 72 minutes, but it's really if people could eat at 7, and they were eating at 8:15, 8:12. So what's
Lo machtina nafshi l'sfeika. Since it's still suffek, we don't want to get involved. V'ol d'shem loshan shaka ratzolom shaka l'gamri. Maybe shaka, koch tain shal shaka l'avachama, is not the same thing as shkia sachama. Shkia is when it sets. Shaka means it totally set. Maybe shaka achama doesn't mean shkia. Maybe shaka chama means what? The sun already set, meaning loch shkia. So kol tani shalo shaka lavachama means any time is that you don't eat till when? Till tzeis hakochavim is not a tainus. But maybe shaka here means not shkia, but tzeis hakochavim. But now clearly the Pitzkei Tosfos didn't learn that way. Miyom misanu be'erev Shabbos, but if you're fasting on Friday, avol davdik miskinu be'erevin halacha misanu mashlin, that you finished the fast. Ein tzorach l'dakli l'hamdin tzeis hakochavim.
Pisgei Tosfos is an early sefer that was written on Tosfos, you know, telling you the bottom line. Maybe. I don't know.
So, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, Mishashok, Kol Tainish, Alot Shok, Alot Vacham, Alot Shmei Tainis, means Tesa Kacham.
So you have a machlokis here between the Pisgei Tosfos on one hand and the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on the other hand. What does the Gemara mean? Kol tainis shelo shaka lo vachama lav shmei tainis. Is it what? Shkia? Or is it seis? Is it 7? Or is it 7:15? Or say here 7:45? So, what's the pashtus?
like the Piskei Tosas in Tainus, or like the Tosas in Avodah Zarah. Abraham? Maybe who passed it?
The Piskei Tosas. It's on the Shita, the first half of the Piskei.
No, well, Piskei Tosas is based, you know, is on Piskei Tosas in Tainus. And what would it help to say the first day? The first day is also saying you have to wait till Tzeisik Kofavim.
Right, but that's only because he's saying really a mensch, really a mensch when the sun sets, the fast is over. So we don't want to get involved with something, so...
Uh-huh. Maybe. No, no, he's talking real tithes. Then he's the real tithes. You should fast till Tzeis, but when you're fasting on Erev Shabbos, then you don't fast till Tzeis. So he says on a regular tithes on a Sunday or a Tuesday, you fast till Tzeis, but on Erev Shabbos, don't fast till Tzeis. Now, so now we're going to get to your point. So let's assume, how do we paskin, by the way? In this machlokes between the Piskei Tosas and the Tosas. How do we paskin? So look at page 14. Says the Mechaber, Kol Tainis Shelo Shokolob Chama, the Hainis Shelo Hishlimo, Ad Seisa Kochovin, Einu Tainis. See, passes like the Tosas in Avodah Zarah. Passes like the Tosas in Avodah Zarah. That Tzeis HaKochavim. And that's our minhag, that we wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. Because the Mechaber didn't paskin like the Piskei Tosas. The Mechaber paskin like what? Like who? Like the Tosas in Avodah Zarah. Now, following question. So let's assume what the Mechaber said, okay? And that's how we follow. Now I'm going to ask you the following question, Eli. And this is going to tie in what Eli Cole was about to say. Before, well, let's just think. We have a machlokus between the Piskei Tosas and the Tosas, right? What's pshat in that Gemara? Called Tainis Shel Shokol Mecham Elav Shrei Tainis, right? Doesn't mean shkia, doesn't mean seis, right? So what would you say, misvara? What would you say, misvara? Who's right? The Piskei Tosas or the Tosas? Misvara. When should the fast end? Should the fast end at shkia, or the fast end at seis? What is the svara yeshara?
It really just seems to me that Tosin and Avodah Zarah are giving Yishuv for Aminah. The reason for Piskei Tosas is giving Yishuv for Aminah. Why is there a machlokes? I'm not saying that I disagree that the Shad and the Gemara is really mean thing.
Well, he does say that. He said the reason why people are knowing it is because they're assuming that that's Shad and the Gemara.
He said, no, the first pasuk shot when you read the Gemara, it seems that shatar chama means shkia. So, but we see the minhag is people are doing it till seis. So it could be that we have the wrong shot in the Gemara. Kol tain shol shakal avachama means that when the shot is fully set, meaning seis of chama. What? And therefore? Oh! So Zalmi says, we should be Mako. Because why? Sofik Drabbanim, what? Lakula. Right? Sofik Drabbanim Lakula. So therefore we should finish the time at Shkia. For Sofik Drabbanim Lakula. We're talking about some Gedalia. So something drabbanan lekula. So the piskei poskim should be right. Something drabbanan lekula. And the only time we had a machlokes in the Gemara was by what? Tisha B'Av. Because maybe Tisha B'Av, even though it's only drabbanan, we're more machmir, right? That was the only time that was a machlokes in the Gemara in Pesachim, right? Between Shmuel and Rava. But it was only by what? By Tisha B'Av. But by the other Tanesim, everyone agrees that Suffolk is Lakula. Right? So if everyone agrees that Suffolk is Lakula, so Lakula, the Piskei Tosfos has to be right. Suffolk is Lakula, right? By all the other Tanios. Because only Tisha B'Av there was a Machlokes. Anything else there was no Machlokes. Suffolk is Lakula. So if Suffolk is Lakula, then the fast should end when? Shkia, like the Piskei Tosfos. So what's with Rav Yosef Karo? Maybe you should bring Rav Yosef Karo to I know you don't want to argue with Rav Moshe, but maybe Rav Yosef Karo. You don't argue with the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. Beard has to grow a little longer. Right? Lechor Piskei Tosfos makes. We should pass him like the Piskei Tosfos. 7 o'clock, you should be serving cheese blintzes. 7 o'clock. Cheese blintzes at 7.
If really we treat it, unless it's a gazero, it's not treated like a gazero ball. The ones we're not made of that, and you know, that was my, that was
Only by Tisha B'Av. The whole machlokas in the Gemara in Pesachim was only by Tisha B'Av. So do we say bottom line is drabbanan? What do we say? Since once was divrei Kabbalah, and by Tisha B'Av, like Rabbi Rothberg said, "Chulchan Mussaros u'Machmir." But there was never any machlokas by the other Tanisim. It was only by Tisha B'Av. So if you say like the Piskei Tosfos, it's great. Because the whole machlok is only by Tisha B'Av, by other Tanesim, Safek is mutter, and therefore it should end at Shkia. But the other Tosas and the Shulchan Aruch paskening that we have to wait till Seif HaKochavim. Well, why do we have to wait till Seif HaKochavim? Snake is mutter. It's only by Tisha B'Av snake is usher. You're making. Well, Yom Kippur, we know. Look, I mean, we do make distinctions between Tisha B'Av and the other Tanesim, Legabe, that one starts at night and one doesn't. So we already make distinctions. So why can't we end Tzom Gedalia at 7 tonight? 7? Why cause everyone an extra 45 minutes? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch did it already. But what's that in the Shulchan Aruch? Isn't the Shulchan Aruch against the Gemara? Isn't Rav Yosef, I mean, look, Rav Yosef Karo is Rav Yosef Karo, but isn't he against the Talmud? Ravina Ravashi? Chora, no? No? So how do you deal with Rav Yosef Karo? Isn't he against the Talmud? Finkel. Isn't he against Michael Finkelstein? Isn't he against the...
So help me out. No one's helping me. Help me out, guys. Help me. Understand. The original Tanisim were the whole the night before. So we're not doing the night before anymore, right? Because it's only the Rabbanim, as well as we're not doing the night before. So therefore we shouldn't have to do Pesach Shkia. Something to Rabbanu Lekula. So if we say like the Piskei Tosfos, everything's great, right? But maybe we should say like the Piskei Tosfos. Lou, help me out. Help me out. No one's helping me out. I'm very upset. No one's helping me out. You gotta help me out, guys. You gotta help me out. Help. 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 You're not helping me. Unless you say we should just erase this line in Shulchan Aruch, I'd say. Yes. You're speaking too much. Give me an answer.
I can't really say. I understand why. If it's a subject, we're saying here if we're at Tisha B'Av, it's going to be the Rabbanan.
We're not talking about Tisha B'Av now. Tisha B'Av, the Rabbanan.
We want to know why we can't eat cheese blizzards.
Tonight, Tzom Gedalia, 7 o'clock, cheese blizzards. Why not? We pass it like the Shulchan Aruch, but isn't the Shulchan Aruch against the Gemara? The Gemara says that Tisha B'Av spake also. Even that is machlokas, but the machlokas is only by Tisha B'Av, because maybe Tisha B'Av is special. By everything else, there was no question. Only machlokas was by Tisha B'Av. Anything else for sure, spake as mutter. So how can you interpret the Gemara Pesachim? How can you interpret the Gemara Tainis to mean Seisa Kachavim? The Gemara Pesachim already said Sveikos Mutter. What? Oh, oh! So you hit it, Rav Rothberger hit it. So you maybe you have to distinguish between what the beginning and the end. What's the chiluk? But who says this? Page 12, quick. Page 12. What is page 12 of the Erechtsov? I forgot to label it. What, you've seen it in the past, this page. What? Smach. Right. So on the bottom of the smach is who? Rabbeinu Peretz. So take a look. So he asked this question. Take a look. Forget where I put the arrow, because it just repeats everything we've said till now. Start with the word Shari. First word on the line is Shari. See it? Keep going down. The first word on the line is Shari. What? Oh, the first Shari. Right, the first Shari. First Shari. Fetiris Rabbeinu Achanan, the shiny Iyula Yoma Miafuka Yoma. The Yuliyom coming into the fast. I know we call this betaynis shari ben hashmashes. Going be erev tishah b'av aliba demand the shari. Mafuku yom dahein b'sof taynis
Bismekalonafki achivadai laila. So he's saying like this. The Gemara in Tzachim that Sveika is a machlokas by Tisha B'Av, whether Sveika is also or not, that's the beginning of the fast. So that, by Tisha B'Av is also, and by other Tanesim, doesn't exist. Right? But coming out of the fast, where we're in the status quo of having a fast, for to say that the fast is over, you have to know Vadai. So in the Chanami, when it comes to the beginning, what? How many Torahs do we have here? We're going to need a Torah too.
Maybe on like 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Whereas the Gemara in Sachim is talking about the beginning of the fast. The Gemara in Tainus is talking about the end of the fast. The main one is when you're talking about the beginning of the fast, so then you can go Lakula by other Tainus. But coming at the end, and maybe Tisha B'Av is different. But by the end of the fast, what? Even by Shai Taniyas, you have to be Machmir. Because since we're in the status quo of having the fast, and now we want to say the fast is over, so it's, in other words, we're Muchzak in having the fast. To say the fast is over, you have to have a Vaday. But in the beginning, when you're trying to say, did the fast begin yet? So then, by the Rabbanon, it could be Mekel, except Tisha B'Av is different, because it's more Machmir. And that's what the Rabbeinu Elchanan says over here. And this is quoted in the Magen Avraham as well, on that same page 14. Magen Avraham says, "Kasav agos mine." Many avos of the Gemara muchach the ilav chomer the Tisha B'Av beinash moshe shelo havishari. Even though it's muchach from the Gemara that the only issue was Tisha B'Av, the chomer of Tisha B'Av, but if not been for the chomer of Tisha B'Av beinash moshe shelo mutar, mashma de b'shar tanis sharu sveika d'tu. But other times, not Tisha B'Av sveika is mutar. Yechloma shani iyula yoma me'afuke yoma. That you have to make a distinction between coming into the fast and leaving the fast. Coming into the fast is more kal. So if it's a drabanan, we'd be mekel. But to leave the fast, when you have the status quo of iser, to the kaddish b'tayin shari, ben ha-shmosh ha-shalok, you go on Erev Tisha B'Av. Ha-va b'sof ha-tayin is mespekel o-nafka, to do shos ha-atzei tzukuchavim. That's how we value life. In other words, the machlok is Rav and Shmuel by Tisha B'Av is only the beginning. At the end of Tisha B'Av, even Shmuel would agree, you have to keep tzultzei tzukuchavim. Well, right. And some want to say, you know, there's a machlokas of something to Rabban al Kula when you have a cheskas. Okay, now, take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 18, he says, "V'emes shekein kosh shulha Mordechai." So perkam at the time is a rush.
First, Asim Sopek based the Shabbos, because of Hashem Rabbeinu Yonah, the Venus Moshe Smutzer. Hey, Neoli Das Haramam. Shalonitza B'chibur Din Zed, the whole Tani Shalom Shokal of Chama, Fav Shmei Tainis. Adra of Her Kaling and Tisha B'av Kosov Dein Shoshal Osun. Vuor the Hedge and Shar Tennis, Kol Ben Shor Smut. In other words, Rosh Hashem wants to say that the Rambam also holds like the Piskei Tosis. Because the Rambam never says, all the Rambam only says, Osur, Venus Moshe by Tisha B'av. Chaynus barely v'divrei Ran. The choshal lo shokal avacham who kipshuto shkiyas achama. He says that's other rishonim also say like that. Bichash and Mike Mashal zeh koy al kodim im samin l'shol sayin sham. Zeh omer the choshal shokal avacham enu tainus klomer v'en tainus l'shols. Whereas, in other words, the chiddush is that you can't just say you're going to fast till 2 in the afternoon. It has to be the whole thing. But till shkiyah doesn't mean till face. If someone wants to fast until 7 today, you can't get angry with them. In other words, our minig is clearly like not that way. Our minig is like the Shulchan Aruch. So we wait till however long you wait, 7:45, 7:50, 8:12, whatever you wait till. But if somebody's, and especially in the case where somebody's, you know, barely, very, very weak, and he could fast, but the extra 45 minutes is going to be very hard for him, so then you should know that there's what to rely on to break the fast at Shkia by Tzom Gedalia, and by Asara B'Tavis, and by Shiva Sabatamas. But not time to do it, you know. It's because bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says a Kachavim. Yeah, Darom.
Why are we saying that going out of the fast is more humbler than
eating? Because to break the status quo is harder. In other words, and there's a machlokas achronim that they point out. Something the Rabbanu Lekula, maybe that's only when there was no chuks of Isser Meikara. But here the status quo is usher. Now you want to say the status quo changed? So to prove a change, you have to know for sure it changed. If you're assuming that it didn't change, if we only a suffix it changed, we assume Chazaka Meikara. Chazaka Meikara is that it was still the tainus. You know, follow Chazaka Meikara. So you want to say the Chazaka changed, you have to know for sure. But on the beginning of the fast, the Chazaka was that the fast didn't exist yet. The Chazaka was Lahetet. So now you want to say the fast began. Who said? If it's only began the Suffolk, maybe it didn't begin yet. And the Vilna Gaon also says that Pasha Pshat Megumara is Shkia. It's just that maybe we follow Rav Yossi's opinion, and Rav Yossi has a later Shkia, etc. But it's not so simple to rule out the this idea that that the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Shakachama means Shkia. That's the Pasha Pshat. Right? With all these things that Shaka really means Tzeis HaKachavim, it's a little bit far-fetched. Once you say Shaka means Shkia Kepshuto, then you don't have to give Perusim, right, to answer up the Gemara Pesachim, because it's very well. The Gemara Pesachim is only by Tisha B'Av. Everything else fake is Mutter. And you don't have to say there's a distinction between the beginning and the end. But this whole thing that you have to say there's a distinction between the beginning and the end is only if you assume not like the Piskei Tosis, so like the Tosis in Avodah Zarah. But like Rabbi Berg was saying, that even though we're going to be machmir for Tzeis HaKachavim, doesn't mean we have to be machmir for the more stringent Tzeis HaKachavim, because it could be Maker Adin anyway, the fast ends by Shkia. Because it's called Tainish Allah Shaka Vachavah Shmei Tainis, so it means once the Shkia came, it's Mutter, and Sveika is Mutter. It's only Tisha B'Av there was a Shaila. So that's basically the question. How to deal with the two Sugyas? The Sugyim Psochim, that has the machlokas by Tisha B'Av, mashma all tanesim shvekas mutter, and the Gemara Tainis that says called tanis shalashalaka v'chama lachmi tanis, mashma once shkia comes it's mutter. So if you say that it means shkia, then it's no problem. If you say it means seis, then there's a problem, and you have to distinguish between soap and so. Definitely, l'chatchila, if a person's a well person, he should definitely fast till Seis HaKochavim, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But in a situation where it's he's not so well and he's really chalashing, so there's what to say that he can break his fast at Shkia. But even if not, at least he doesn't have to be machmir for the 45 minutes Seis HaKochavim. He could you look in Leo Levy's Sefer, it's either between 25 and 35 minutes. So he can definitely take the more makel dika Seis HaKochavim. If anyway, then there could be, it's not only Piskei Tosfos, it's all the Rishonim also. The Aruch HaShulchan claims that the Rambam holds this way. Right? Because the Rambam only said Sveikas Asa by Tisha B'Av. So then you can be makel for the more makel dika Seis HaKochavim. If anyway, right? What do you say, Rabosa? So it's good to know, you know what I mean? Again, not in a situation, but like, you always have to know what's Ikar Adin, what's a Chumrah, it's always important to have perspective. You know, like, some people, you know, will only know what it says in the calendar. The calendar says fast ends at this time, so they think anyone who did it before is a terrible person. But you have to realize that no. First of all, Mikir Adin it could be Shkia, and in Mikir Adin it could be Tzeis HaKochavim really earlier than they put it. So you have to have this more broad approach to understand what's Ikar Adin, what's Chumrah, what's Adin by Tainus, what's Adin by Shabbos. But you know, like each halachic category has its own sets of rules. So I just figured that today on Tainus on Tzom Gedalia, it would be a nice idea to go through this Indian. So, and you could go through it more. There's more things in the packet that we didn't, but the basic things we covered. And okay.